are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, it is often the case that present before marriage have a little opportunity to become acquainted with each other's other's habits and deposition. And so far, everyday life is concerned, they are virtually strangers when they unite their interest at the altar. Many find too late that they are not adapted to each other, and lifelong wretchedness is the result of their union. How do you find true compatibility with your partner? Brother Mwai is joining us on the line. Hi, Brother Mwai, how are you?
Good morning, Krista.
Are you well? I'm good.
I'm doing great, thanks.
I'm happy to be speaking about this one.
Yeah, it's a topic that's very close to my heart, and it was very thoughtful of you to think of me to present on this.
Amen, amen. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Sure, let's bow our heads and pray. Our Heavenly Father, we humbly come before your throne with thanksgiving, and we're humbled that you have chosen to work with us and use us being mortal beings, and may your name be praised as we start this discussion. We ask your Holy Spirit to be with us, be with our listeners and those who are going to spend this special time to listen to your word. May we hear you speak directly to our hearts, and may this message bring us closer and closer to you than we've ever been before. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother, what is compatibility?
Good. That's a very interesting question, and I don't want to give an answer that's fake.
Okay.
Let's go to the book. Let's go to the book of Genesis, because that gives us a very good place to start from. Every time we talk of compatibility, it's God who started this. In His wisdom, He decided to make Adam and Eve.
Mm.
And these are two separate beings. And there's a mystery that God does every time a man and a woman come together, or whenever we come together. And God's design is that the two of these people should become one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if that thought is not enough, someone might be thinking that maybe this started at creation. Mm. But we know that In the Godhead, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three mm-hmm. in one.
Okay.
So when we're beginning of talking of compatibility is where we have unity in purpose, we have unity of mind, and we have unity in trying to achieve that which God has ordained for us. So we can...
Brother Mwai?
Beginning of creation, mm-hmm. or without going back to God Himself, who, remember, created us in His image.
Mm-hmm. So, in essence, that is compatibility. I'm losing Brother Mwai there. I'm losing Brother Mwai. Brother Mwai, are you back?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes, yes. You are back.
Thank you.
Okay, so when we're speaking about this whole compatibility, you know, is it something that we adapt?
Have you lost?
Sorry,
I don't know how much had you lost me.
Yeah, we had lost you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Perfect.
Okay, cool. So we'll just jump into the next question there. Of is it something that we adapt to, or that we should have from the beginning? So if you meet this particular person there, should you be comfortable at first, or is it something that you learn on a daily?
Good. I'll still take you back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Think of Adam. When God created Adam, Adam was busy, and we find this in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, where the Bible says, when He had made him, He put him in the garden, and He brought all the animals to him, and asking him to name them and give them names. Adam was busy. He was occupied. He was busy doing His work.
Mm-hmm.
Then God causes him to sleep. And in his sleep, he did this first surgical operation where he takes out the lib and makes the woman, then God brought the woman to him.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start talking of compatibility, this was the first time that Adam now started interacting with someone who looked like him. Remember, previously he was interacting with animals of different sorts of nature. This was the first time that he started interacting with someone who looked like him.
Okay.
And that is a moment that God gave Adam to begin to learn who his wife was. And in Adam's explanation, he goes, you know what, this looks like bone of my bone.
Mm.
And he continues to say, this is flesh of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it is this process of getting to know each other that will make us compatible, that will make us become one. And when we look at this from this angle, there is a place of getting to know each other. You don't just get born into this world and you get to know someone whom you've come across.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our principles of dating as Christians have to be scripture-based, because it starts from the beginning. God has given us a chance to get to know each other. So it is this through this process of getting to know each other that we begin to now start addressing all these issues of compatibility.
So how can now the differences affect the atmosphere of the home if we are not compatible at all?
Look, let's face reality. The Bible gives us counsel because this is real.
Mm.
There are instances where people are unequally yoked. And I'm glad that the Bible presents to us this reality that we could have instances where we are unequally yoked.
Mm.
When you think of that, it comes to mind that not all people that we can come across with will be compatible with. There will be instances where you come across someone whom you're not compatible with.
Okay.
That does not make you a bad person.
Mm.
And that does not make the other person a bad person as well.
Mm.
It just shows that you're living in a situation where the two of you are not compatible. And when instances like those arise, decisions and sometimes very tough decisions have to be made. Because remember, when it comes to true compatibility, we are talking of a lifetime partnership.
Mm-hmm.
We are talking of a union that is going to be a little heaven here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking of a little hell here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the two of you are trying to build each other up. And if God blesses you, you're going to bring children in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if all these things happen in an environment that is not safe, in an environment that is not that does not have all this togetherness, then that's a recipe for disaster.
Mm.
So it is very important to know that sometimes, sister, you can meet a very good sister in the Lord, someone who knows the Lord, someone who believes in the Lord, but you're not compatible. It doesn't make them bad and it doesn't make you bad, but it's important to know that these are some of the realities that we face in this life. And when God opens us up to such realities, then we act from a point of knowledge and we act with wisdom.
Mm. So if you were to find that person, you know, the general advice that if you find a person and you are not compatible, as you're saying, would you say that leave it? Don't get entangled?
Interesting. If you're married, then that's your cross to carry, because
you can't divorce now.
No. You can't say we are divorcing now because we're incompatible. The only thing that God has allowed divorce to happen is if adultery is involved, and even in the course of adultery, if you can't find the place or the premise to forgive and move beyond the adultery, then, or maybe if the adultery is persistent and it keeps on going, And you know, with the life that we're living nowadays, you don't want to destroy your temple, which is where the Holy Spirit dwells, by catching diseases because of somebody's irresponsible behavior. So, you cannot divorce your spouse because you are incompatible. We have very good counsel. We have very good counsel from the Bible. We have very good counsel from Spirit of Prophecy, and we have experienced professionals that can help married couples that are not compatible. At the heart of incompatibility is lack of communication or bad communication. And if we strive to improve our communication skills, then we begin to create an environment which allows all these incompatibility issues to be sorted out. That's it for married couples who are dealing with incompatibility issues. Seek help from professionals, seek help from the Bible, seek help from Spirit of Prophecy, read, find out how you can improve that situation. If for someone who is still dating, you have a chance to navigate through this, and in an instance or in a situation where nothing can be done to sort out this, you have an op we have an opportunity to say, you know what? I dust my feet and moving on.
So if you're already married, you spoke about that, you know, you it's done, it's done, you know, obviously we're not going to advocate for divorce, but can couples overcome incompatibility? Oh, we're losing Brother Mwai there. Brother Mwai, please come back as we're speaking about all things. So remember, you can get in touch with us on +27 73 470 3520. Brother Mwai, are you back?
I'm back, yes. Sorry about that.
No problem. I was saying that when you spoke about marriage, that you're already married, you know, can couples overcome the issue of incompatibility?
Correct, yes. That's a very, very important point. And if there is a married couple listening to us this morning and they're dealing with issues of incompatibility, number one, you see, when you are in a relationship, like in a marriage relationship, they are going to come a lot of issues that are going to tear you guys apart. But at the very same time, not all the times do you find out that everything is bad. There are those little instances where there are certain good things going on in your relationship. So other than focusing so much on the things that are tearing you apart, a very good place to start from is to look at what brings you, excuse me, look at what brings you together. For instance, you can start with a simple thing like, what foods do you both enjoy? And make ample time for meals like that, because you know when you're both enjoying that meal that both of you like, certainly there's going to be less conflict. Then from there you start looking at hobbies that you both share. Then you spend more time doing those things that bring you guys together. Then from there, you start slowly looking at the more controversial issues and say and agree as a married couple to say that how do we handle this issue going forward? There are some other things, for instance, that are non-negotiables. That's why we are saying that getting unequally yoked with a non-believer, it's one of the mistakes that one can ever make in this life. I normally tell this to young people who are not married to say that one of the worst mistakes you can make as a Christian young man or a young woman is to marry someone who doesn't know God. By the way, mind you, there are people who go to church, but they don't know God. So I'm not just
True.
talking about people who go to church, but I'm talking about people, God-fearing people. You need to make sure that you have someone who fears God. Because when you remember, the author of marriage is God. I like using the analogy of cars. If you've bought your car from Toyota and if that car is broken, you know for a fact you can take it back to Toyota and say, you know what? Here's your car, it's broken. Fix it. So if you start your marriage with the Lord, you can now bring your incompatibility issues to God to say, God, you know what? This is the husband or this is the wife you gave me. We are dealing with all these incompatibility issues. Help us fix this. And I can tell you for a fact there is power in prayer, and there's a lot of counsel that God has given for married couples, men and women, to deal with all these incompatibility issues. So yes, couples who are dealing with incompatibility issues, there is hope for you. And through being intentional, through hard work, and through being honest with yourselves, you can actually deal with these issues and enjoy your togetherness as if nothing ever happened before.
Is this there's this thing, Pastor, that we call blind love. Is it real? Meaning that that blind love now can help you overcome the incompatibility. Is that do we have such a thing as blind love?
I mean, blind love is ignorance, and I think in the realm of God is not he doesn't condone ignorance. Look, there is a part where we have to forbear with one another. We're not running away from that, right? Sometimes you have to put up with all these nuances that people have. We have to bear with each other's burden. But you know, there is a verse. I mean, the Bible actually tells us that husbands deal with your wives with a point of knowledge, knowing that they are weaker vessels, right? So there is a part where you have to bear with someone. But remember, even when you're bearing with them, you're bearing with them from a point of knowledge. So you see, knowledge is power. And in the book of John, the Bible tells us that when we know the truth sets us free. Sets us free. So even in our relationships, ignorance in how we manage our relationships is deadly. When we know the truth about our partners, that truth sets us free. For instance, if you know the truth that my partner snores, I'm just giving a very simple, plain example. You now act from a point of knowledge to say that, how do I deal with this compatible with this woman or man who snores every night I go to sleep?
I can't even
You're
sleep
acting
well.
from a, exactly, you're acting now. You can actually buy earplugs, or you can actually maybe find a therapy for them that helps them to stop snoring. Sometimes people snore because of obesity. You can help them to reduce their weight so that they stop snoring. You see, acting from a point of knowledge helps. So we are children of the light. We're not children of the darkness. And as far as dating and marriage and knowing each other for children of God, yes, we can bear one another's problem. We can put up with the mistakes that others do, but we cannot act blindly in the name of blind love.
You know, we have a lot of wedding seminars, marriage seminars, and so forth and so on. So, if people are already married, as you said, that there are such circumstances and they are incompatible, you know, should they seek to learn from other people's experiences that were also incompatible?
Absolutely. And you know, the way they say iron sharpens iron. If you look around, you'll find out that you see one of the mistakes that married couples make is especially for those who've been married for quite some time and those that are having it all figured out. Sometimes they create this image that you know what, we've never been through issues. Like we've been fine all our life. But sometimes it's good to hear from people who have overcome, who have managed to go through these problems and they've managed to overcome. And most definitely, I would encourage couples who are dealing with issues like this to maybe find, they can find another couple who is dealing with a situation like this, or maybe older couples who have dealt with this as a form of mentorship, so that you can learn on how others have dealt with the same situation or how others are also managing in the same situation. Sometimes it's also comforting to know that, oh, hey, look, we're not the only ones dealing with this thing. Look at these guys. They're also dealing with it. So how do we work on this together? Then you find out that you're sailing through this journey together. So I would encourage, authenticity. I would encourage honesty. Sometimes people should come out in the open and say, you know what? We dealt with this issue and we came out of it. You have no idea how many people you're going to help and encourage through your testimony.
And I'm loving that, you know, because and the more we share of our experiences, the more other people, you know, get encouraged and motivated. Thank you so much, you know, Brother Mwai, for that. I'm going to ask that you pray. But before that, you can give us, you know, your last words on this particular topic.
You see, God is the author of marriage. And God is a God of order. And God is a God of wisdom. And when God authored marriage, he had compatibility in mind. I can encourage everyone who is dealing with issues of compatibility in their relationships to seek the Lord in prayer. And I am very certain that God will help. For young men and young women who are not married yet, and they still have a lot of time to cover this, my advice is very simple. When you're dating, date responsibly. Get to know that person. Don't ignore red flags. And have open and authentic conversations. Because when these things do happen, we create a very strong foundation that eventually will build or break the relationship that we are trying to build. In everything, as my final words on this topic, it's God's design and it's God's intention that we should carry each other's burdens. You know, sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you're dealing with a difficult spouse. You know, love is patient, and love does not keep a record of wrongs. And when we are truly converted, when both of us, you see, there is this analogy of a triangle. When both of us as individuals, we are getting closer and closer to getting to know God, we see that our differences, our incompatibilities are falling apart because we are slowly and slowly becoming one in Christ. It is God's design that we become one in Christ in our relationships and in our marriages. Yeah. On that note, let's bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you very much. We are living in a world of sin, a world which has so many issues disturbing relationships, and one of them being compatibility. This morning, thank you for giving us a time that we've discussed these issues, and thank you for assuring us that there's a remedy. And this morning, I pray for a special blessing for couples that have listened to this program and everyone who has listened to this program. It is our desire that you meet each one of us at our point of need. Help us to act from a point of knowledge and help us to grow in the knowledge of you so that as we become one in you, then we can get along with each other. Bless the marriages because we know Satan has waged war against marriages. Just as he has done the same with the Sabbath, the two institutions that you gave us that we still have even after we have fallen, even after Eden. May you help us to enjoy these institutions and may our homes, our marriages be little heavens right here on earth. I pray in a very special way for brothers and sisters who are still searching for their loved ones, that may you help them to act from a point of knowledge and wisdom so that through your power, they might find that compatible person that you created for them. Give us patience and may you help us in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Mwai, thank you so much for those wonderful words and as well as the word of prayer. I believe that our listeners are okay. Have yourself a lovely, lovely Sabbath.
Amen. Thanks very much. And amen. God bless.
Amen. You.
are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.